7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Oh boy, is this gonna fly? Hamburigaburi. Well, we might as well try it. Here we go. The current time is 1930 UTC. And that, of course, means it's time to begin a very exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Why so exciting today? Because we are outdoors. Yes, we are. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I find myself walking into Herrenhaven. Yeah. On this crazy day. This crazy day of February 8th or 9th. Or 10th, or again, dates, not my thing. What is my thing is going outside when it's warm enough, and it's warm enough. It's about 42, 43 degrees. That's Fahrenheit, of course, which means what in Celsius? Oh, well, like 10. It's about 10 or 11, maybe even 12 degrees. It's going to get warmer. It's supposed to be 15 degrees this weekend. I mean, later this week. I was watching the Weather Channel. And they were all blah, 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 blah. So it might be warm for a while. But this is like the first day. So I'm walking through the forest. There's lots of people tracks on the trail on the ground. There was one other car here when I pulled in, and right after I pulled in, somebody came in behind me. So apparently people are thinking it's a good day to be at Herrenhaven. I know I'm thinking that. And I'm looking into the forest and I'm seeing little bunny tracks. Lots of little bunny tracks in the forest where little buns have been hopping around. It's also a very bright day. It is clear. There's no clouds for miles. That is to say, there's no clouds for kilometers. Yeah. And so the sun is very bright. Yowza. And not only is the sun very, very bright. You know, we got snow and ice on the ground. It's very white. It's very reflective. And here comes the wind. Yeah, this ain't good. And I keep hearing an annoying sound. Where does that annoying sound come from? Oh, the annoying sound is coming from the golf course, I think. There's construction going on at the golf course. And when I was turning into Herrenhaven, I noticed that there was a whole bunch of new dirt piled up in a strange place. And I also noticed that all the geese were on the tee box. So all the geese wanted to play golf, but they didn't get to play golf today. All right, I'm heading out through the cut, trying to look into my... There's too much wind out here. I'm trying to look for beavers. What's happening in the beaver zone today? Well, hard to tell if anything's going on at all, because the pond areas are covered in snow. There's probably still water or ice in there. What is that lump over there? Something lumpy. What else we got going on out here? Nothing. Kind of a slow day out here, and the other people caught up to me. They're going into the back. damn it. There's blood on the ground right here. Just a small drop. Interesting. Some birdies got attacked probably and eaten. Okay, so I'm heading back into the foresty zone. And I'm now kind of turning out towards the lake. The pondage. Lots of little animal footprints still, lots of squirrelies. Howdy. Lots of little rabbit tracks and some people coming out from the boardwalk. Got some snow people out looking for dudes today. And as I make it into the sub pond area and look out onto the sub pond, there's a lot of human tracks out here. And what's that sound over there? Hold on a second. Shall we investigate? Huh. No. I'm going to continue walking out towards the pond. The pond. Okay, so we get to go through the reedy weedy reed area, and yeah, I can see little trails where dudes have been walking through here. Probably Beverly Bevler. All right, now let's get out here, see what's happening out on the ice. Do 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 do. Nothing's going on. Do do do. All right. So, pond is covered with ice. There are lots of tracks of people walking around, but here's animal tracks. Here's an animal track that goes from there to, okay, what the hell is this? And then it goes under, and then it goes over there, and it goes, that's weird there. What the hell is that? Okay, that's probably raccoon or something. Yeah, whoever was here last making all these tracks did so when it was kind of warm and slushy. Okay, guess what? Guess what, kids? It's ice day. Boom. I'm off the boardwalk. I'm down on the lake. I'm walking through about 1 centimeter depth of snow. On top of some very thick ice. And here's some tracks. These are old animal tracks that have been here. The sun has melted them a little and they refreeze a little. And look at those toes. Look at these tracks. Even though they're old and weird and messed up, pretty sure that's fox. Now look at this. Here's hoppy hoppy hop. Hoppity hop hop. Double footed. I'm following these tracks. We gotta go see where they go. There's raccoon tracks, but these are fresh. These are probably made, let's see if I can touch it. Oh yeah, these were made sometime between last night and now. Probably last night around dusk. Okay, yeah. Over here behind the spit. I'm out by the weir now. Oh yeah, we got tracks. Okay, dudes have been running up. They've been hiding down there, and they come up there, and they jump off the bank, and they go running across the ice. Dude, hey, what's this? Here's a funny little spot where a dude jumped off the bank. He came running out onto the ice. He stopped right here, and then he did a 270. He twisted all the way around to the left so he could go right. Just like Carl the Robot. If you understand that reference, email me, tobe@sdf.org. That's T-O-B, I just heard something crack. I'm sitting on a pressure ridge. Okay, that's what I heard. Oh, here's some other hoppity-hoppity. Hoppity hoppity snoother. Oh yeah, my address Tob, T-O-B, at sdf.org. Wow. Can you hear that? I bet you can't. But it's... Okay, here's something weird. Why is there mud on top of the ice here? Oh, ho-ho-ho. We got low water level when this froze. Yeah, this is uneven. How very fascinating. How very utterly fascinating. Okay, now I'm standing. This is not the best place to stand. I'm standing between the two plates. I'm standing between the ridges. Not smart. Okay, keep moving. I wanted to go over here to see the row marker, to see what's happening out here today, if anything. And it looks like a nice day to be out here. Look at all this ice. Hey, I think I see some dudes out there. Some very Canadian type dudes. Now I have to make a slight adjustment to my operating equipment here. And do you smell that? Can you smell that? I smell something stinky. I smell something stinky. Follow the stinky smell, Tob. Well, which way did he go? Okay. God, it's bright out here. It's just blaringly bright. And of course, I have to be walking around on the ice. I'm following some tracks. What the hell was that? Did you hear that? That big kaboom? What moved? I can't see. There it is. There's the line. Do I want to keep moving out this way? Yeah, what the hell? You only live once, right? Okay, that big kaboom you just heard was the, or maybe you didn't hear it. It was very low frequency. Ka-toom. That was caused by my mass on the ice. The shelf moved, and I could see the little ridge in the snow. I'm too close to the edge. You got to understand, I'm like, let's see, 1, 2, 3, I'm maybe 10 meters from the shoreline, which is not a solid shoreline because of the reeds. And here's where we're really starting to get dangerous. I'm working my way up to the spring, where the spring comes in. And I'm looking for dudes. I want to find some scratties. How much closer can I get? There's lots of little tracks running around here, but no scratty tracks. Okay, there's open water. There's open water 25 meters ahead of me. Now, if I am remembering correctly, I can go over there. And I'm almost on land. Oh, wait, there's a fresh freaking crack right here. What is this crack? This crack is... Oh, it's just pressure. All right. Now, this is where we do the bounce test. You start bouncing on the ice and you look at the water up there 20 meters ahead. If you can see your bounce vibrations, I can't see them, then we're good. We're good. Moving up here a little bit closer. We got tracks. We got raccoon tracks, but that's about it. And then there's those, see, those might be fox tracks over there. But there's no scratty tracks. And there's open water right there. I can't really get any closer. I'm pretty sure that's solid land right there. But, oh, what the hell, it's just, I have my good shoes on. What the hell, we'll just plunge into the, yeah, this is a lot of animals have been moving through here, but not recently. All right, I am 6 meters away from open water, where the spring-fed creaky business, the water comes in. The spring itself is another, 30 meters up that way. I'm surrounded by reeds. Reeds in the snow and ice. Little bird just came out. Okay, I'm going to do the bounce test. I'm on land. I'm no longer on the ice. So any little ripples, come on, show me some scratties. I mean, that one year, not last year, but what was it, 2 years ago, we were standing out here, right here in the same spot, and the scrats were popping up in the ice holes. It was really funny, because it was like playing whack-a-rat, but I would never play whack-a-rat. That's rude to rats, and moles, and scratties. Whack-a-scrat, don't want to play it. Looks like lots of good traffic on West Maple Road today. Lots of people driving on State Highway 64. Busy, busy, busy. I'm gonna see if I can move up here. I'm trying to remember where there's still land and where it ends. And I think it ends right about here. Yeah. Okay, I am now 2¾ meters from the water. The water's crystal freaking clear. It's so 20 centimeters to 30 centimeters in depth. I can see the bottom clear as day. It's just sort of a sandy bottom, some sticks. Okay, there's some little ripples. Where's my dudes? Where's my scratties? So you'd think muskrats would be out. It's nice and sunny. I'm looking around back in the reeds, trying to see if there's any push-ups. I don't see any, but it would be hard to see them the way all this is laid out anyway. Huh. Okay. We came all the way out to the spring on ice day. We got no scratties. Where's my damn scratties? Okay, fine. I didn't want to see any muskrats anyway. Yes, I did. Because I like my scratty friends. This snow that's on here. The snow is the most interesting consistency. I have to touch it with my hands. Yes. Oh, it's so yummy. Okay, the snow. It looks like tempur foam. It has the texture of tempur foam. I'm walking on it, but it crushes. So it's like florist foam without being crumbly. Imagine closed cell florist foam that's white. And it leaves perfect impressions. Perfect cuts, like cookie cutters. So it's not a blob where you step on it. It just makes a perfect footprint. Where's the damn channel? The ice is weird here. The ice is really weird here. And am I standing over the channel? No, the channel is over there. Okay, we're good. There's an unusual crack here. And this is a deep crack. I'm gonna take one step backwards. It's a deep crack, but we're not in deep water. The deep water is over here. And that's where you don't want to fall through. If you fall through the ice in the channel, you're probably not going to make it out. It's deep. And it's going to be cold. and you're not going to be able to pull yourself out. Now, I'm walking towards one of the secret lakes. And now I'm running into goose poop because there's goose zone over there. Hi, goosers. And now we are coming up on the channel. And I want to get to that secret pond back there. Okay, where's the pressure ridge? We got a pressure ridge right here. We can follow this guy. Do 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 do. Okay. I am now in the most dangerous spot, walking over the channel. And we're good. We're over the channel now. All right, now back in here are all the secret ponds. Back behind here in this forested area are all the little ponds that used to exist back when this was a fish hatchery. Back in the olden days, the very olden days, like the 50s or earlier. Oh, there's some birds back in here. Okay, yeah, cool. I am now on one of the secret ponds. This is awesome. There's berms on each side of me. There's like these finger ponds that were in here that were used for raising fish. And now they're completely hidden because the little berms that separate them got, well, they got stuff growing out of them now. And you can't see through these. And the funny thing is if you move your head right over here, yeah. See, I'm about, what is it, 40 meters, maybe 50 meters from the end of the boardwalk. Oh, I should have brought my camera. I forgot. Yeah, every time I come out into this pond, I like to take pictures because this is, you're in the secret zone. Now, this particular little pond here is what? Oh, 12, 15 meters wide by, there's 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 meters long. And now there's like trees falling into it. There's a lot of that high bush cranberry bad invasive plant. And it's cool because once you get to here where this tree fell, then you can see back to there where the next berm is. I love being back here. You can sit here on this tree. But now I'm staring into the sun. I'm in the secret zone. I'm in the secret zone. And that squirrel, he knows I'm here. There's a squirrel up in the tree. He's looking at me. He's saying, hey, how do you know about that secret zone? I'm like, dude, I know everything. I know everything about Harrenhaven. I love it here. I've been all through here. I'm the guy. If you need to know anything about Harrenhaven, you need to talk to me. Now let's go check the other secret hidden pond. Now this other one over here, the one that's to the east of this one, this one is not quite as in good as shape because I don't know, somehow it kind of started to fill in. So we gotta walk out of here back onto the main pond here. We loop around. And we come over here, and this one, yeah, this one's my favorite because it's the secretest. Oh, and I hear something back there. Who's back there? Must be a squirrel. But this one's kind of the coolest one because it's very narrow. This one is only, let's see, maybe 3 or 4 meters wide. Uh-oh, here they come. It's the golf course contingent. I guess the big golf tournament's over. All the geese are coming back to Harrenhaven. Or are they? See, now they're all acting confused. Nope. Circle. Circle around. Yep. They're on final approach now. We got about 200 birds in the air. Are they going to land? No, I don't think. Nope. They're aborting. Oh wait, they're turning back this way. This is weird. I guess they're approach pattern is not the right one. Coming back around, circling back around, they can't figure out what they want to do. Some guys want to keep going. Some guys want to land. Oh my God, it's a thing now. What in tarnation? We got a bunch of Canada geese who have no idea what they want to do right now. Anyway, as I was saying, this extra secret bonus little pond that's back here, it's very narrow, but it's long. And it's kind of gotten filled in or something. And when the last time the water level was low, something happened. And now that only really becomes a secret pond back there when the water level gets a little bit higher than normal. And that's a duck zone. That's a secret baby duck zone. Holy crap, these geese are still trying to figure out what the hell to do. Is there more of them now? I think there's more. We got one little flock heading back to the golf course. We got the giant flock is still circling, and they're now just about over my head. What the hell are these guys doing? What a bunch of crazy avians. Well, what are you gonna do? Bird brains. Now, let's walk over here. We can get on the shore here. Look, some dudes have been walking around here. This is where dudes jump out of here and they get on the land and they go over here and chew on stuff. Yeah, this is old beaver damage around here. And somehow, and I can't remember how to do it, but and I've only done this once before a few years ago, but there is a way to get through here. Somehow, I'm trying to remember. Yeah, I'm back on the ice now. If you go back in there and step over that old cairn, you can kind of work your way back in there and get to the turtle reproduction pond. Okay, these geese, who are extraordinarily confused, are still just circling over. What in the hell is going on? Okay, let's go over here into the goose zone and just see what is there. What is the conflict? Okay, so we got two geese over here standing on the ice. Are these air traffic controllers? Are they warning off these geese saying, hey, no, you can't land here? Okay, there's plenty of open dam water. Hi, hi, goosers. Oh, there's a bunch of mallards out there too. Okay, now my presence is being felt, so I'm just gonna back off. So all these gooses don't think, hey, I'm hassling them. I'm not hassling you guys. There's a bunch of mallards. All the geese and all the ducks are all standing on the ice. There's plenty of open water. The big flock of geese is back over the golf course, sort of looking like they're gonna head upstream up the patio. A few flights of Canada's have come back. We've got a two ship, we got a three ship. Okay, we got some form, these guys are forming back up. We got six, seven guys forming back up. Are they coming in or not? Nope. They're turning. Turning downwind, heading back downwind. And speaking of wind, I'm getting tired of it. It's getting windy, but then, oh, I'm also noticing some pretty good timing. We're about to run out of time. So I'm glad I could come out to Heron Haven today, see all the crazy goose action, and risk my life out on the ice. It's Ice Day 2023. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day. Sometimes it's on ice, sometimes it's not. But now I gotta go home and eat lunch. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.